The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 3rd, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 7.
Šovakar mēs lasām Bhagavad Gītas 7. Nodaļas 7. Pantu.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Matak parataram nanyat kinchid asti dananjaya mai sarvam idam proktam sutre mani gana iva Matak parataram nanyat kinchid asti dananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre mani ganaiva.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Purport. There is a common controversy over whether the supreme absolute truth is personal or impersonal. As far as Bhagavad Gita is concerned, the absolute truth is the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And this is confirmed in every step. In this verse in particular, it is stressed that the absolute truth is a person, that the personality of Godhead is the supreme absolute truth, is also the affirmation of the Brahma Samhita. Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchidananda Vigraha. That is, the supreme absolute truth, personality of Godhead, is Lord Krishna, who is the primeval Lord, the reservoir of all pleasure, Govinda, and the eternal form of complete bliss and knowledge. These authorities leave no doubt that the absolute truth is the supreme person, the cause of all causes. The impersonalist, however, argues on the strength of the Vedic version given in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.10, Tato yad uta taram tad arupam anamayam ya etad vidur amritaste bhavati atedare dukam evapiyanti. In the material world, Brahma, the prime evil living entity within the universe, is understood to be the supreme amongst the demigods, human beings, and lower animals. But beyond Brahma, there is the transcendence, who has no material form and is free from all material contamination. Anyone who can know him also becomes transcendental, but those who do not know him suffer the miseries of the material world. The impersonalist puts more stress on the word avrupam, but this avrupam is not impersonal. It indicates the transcendental form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge as described in Brahma Samhita quoted above. Other verses in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.8.9 substantiate this as follows. Actually, these are the verses which precede the avrupam verse. And those two verses which precede the avrupam verse it is stated, Vedaham metam purusham mahantam abhityavarnam tamasa parastat tam eva vidyan atimrityumeti nanya panta vidyate yanaya yasmat param na param astikinchid yasman naniyo najveyo stikinchit Viksha ivastabdho divitishtaryekas tenedam puranam purushena sarvam. I know that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to all material conceptions of darkness. Only he who knows him can transcend the bonds of birth and death. There is no way for liberation other than this knowledge of that Supreme Person. There is no truth superior to that Supreme Person because he is the supermost. He is smaller than the smallest and he is greater than the greatest. He is situated as a silent tree and he illumines the transcendental sky. And as a tree spreads its roots, he spreads his extensive energies. From these verses, one concludes that the Supreme Absolute Truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is all-pervading by his multi-energies, both material and spiritual.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raghuna Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
Krishna is making it very clear.
Krishna skyrishet vasana.
He says, me. Have you ever heard something impersonal saying, me? Impersons don't talk. And if someone says, me, that's obviously a person.
Personally.
So how they can say that God is impersonal? These Mayavadis, they are cheaters and rascals. They take the scriptures out of context. As Srila Prabhupada points out in his purport, this Shvetashvatara Upanishad, chapter 3, text 10.
Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 3:10.
Tad arupam. You see, rupam means form, And a means not.
Rupa nozīmē forma, un a nozīmē ne.
So they argue this means that God has no form.
Un viņi argumentē, ka tas nozīmē, ka Dievam nav formas.
But what they fail to note is the context.
Bet tos, tas, ko viņi neatzīmē, ir konteksts.
The verse has to be understood in context of previous verses.
Šis pāns ir jāsaprot kontekstā ar iepriekšējiem pantiem.
In which the personality of Godhead is described in great detail.
Kuros Dieva personība ir aprakstīta ļoti detalizēti.
If you know Sanskrit, then you know this word Purusham means person.
Jūs zināt Sanskrit, tad jūs zināsiet, ka Purusham nozīmē personību.
So we see in text number 8, the word Purusham is used.
Mēs redzam 9. Pantā vārds Purusham tiek lietots.
And we see again in text number 9, Purushena.
Un arī mēs to redzam Purushena vārdu 8. Pantā.
What is that Purushena?
The first line, Purusha.
Yeah. Tanedam Purnam Purushena.
Last line.
Purushena. That looks like the... Yes. That's the ena, the with a person form, or by a person form. Yes. Of Sanskrit grammar. Yes, so... The word Purusha is definitely there, very clearly stated. At least once, if not twice. So, how they can say Arūpa means no form? That is a misinterpretation. It is very clear, similarly in the Isha Upanishad. It states there the Lord walks and does not walk. This indicates his walking is not like my walking or your walking. It is purely transcendental walking. But he is walking also. And it is pure, it is logic also. Do you, since God is the Supreme, can you possess something which God does not possess? You have a form. You have a personality. If God is formless and impersonal, that means you are greater than God.
Ja Dievs ir bez personas un bez formas, tas nozīmē, ka jūs esat pārāks par Dievu.
But that defeats the very definition of God.
Bet tas apgrauž pašu Dieva definīciju.
God means the supreme.
Dievs nozīmē visaugstākais.
Therefore, everything must exist within God.
Tāpēc tas nozīmē, ka jebkam ir jāpiemīt.
Formlessness and form both exist within God.
Gan forma, gan bezformība, abi eksistē Dievā.
Personality and impersonality both must exist within God.
Personība un bezpersonība, abas eksistē Dievā.
To say that God can only be formless and can only be impersonal, that is called half-hen logic.
Un teikt, ka Dievs ir tikai bezpersonisks un bez formas, tā ir pusvistas loģika.
Do you know that half-hen logic?
Vai jūs zināt, ko nozīmē pusvistas loģika?
Ardha kukuti nyaya. Ardha means half, kukuti means hen, and nyaya means logic.
Trīs vārtus nozīmē vista, puse un loģika.
So there was one farmer, he had a hen.
Vienam fermerim bija vista.
And this hen, it laid very big eggs.
Un šī vista dēja ļoti liels ovus.
Very nice big eggs.
Ļoti liels labas ovus.
The farmer, he could sell it for big profit in the market.
Un par lielu naudu šis fermers pārdeva zemnieks tās tirgu.
He was very happy that his hen gave such nice, so many nice big eggs. But the farmer, he had one difficulty. His hen had a voracious appetite. And he was always feeding the hen. So he said, this end which lays the egg, the rear end, it is very good. But this front end that eats, that is very bad. So he was wondering, what to do? I have this end which is good and this end is bad. What to do? So one day he took an axe and he cut off the head of the hen. Thinking that now all my problems are solved. And then he couldn't figure out why the hen wasn't laying eggs anymore. It shows you that he didn't have a head either. So that is called half-hen logic. The Mayavadis, they think that they can capture God. By cutting off his personality and his form. But they will never get God in that way. If you want God, you must accept his personality and his impersonality, both. His personal nature is Krishna himself. His impersonal nature is this material existence. So the impersonalists, all they know is this material existence. So that is their conception of God. When you are in the dark, everything looks like one, doesn't it? It's all black. Just like now, we're in this room. And we can see so many colors. There's green, there's yellow, there's pink, there's saffron, there's purple, there's orange. There's so many colors in this room. But if we turn off all the lights, there's no light at all, it'll just be all black. You see, it'll all be one. So those who see everything as one, they are in the dark, that's all. But when the light comes on, you can see there are so many varieties of colors. There's so many forms, there's so many devotees in this room. So the impersonalists, they are completely in the dark. They give this misinterpretation of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. They are very proud of their so-called Sanskrit learning. But actually, they simply have an agenda. They want to kill God, that's all. They're envious. By saying that God can't see, God can't hear, God can't do this, God can't do that. They just want to make him a blind, invalid, incompetent, nothing.
Un to viņi dara tādā veidā, ka paziņo, ka Dievs nevar redzēt, Dievs nevar dzirdēt, un tā tālāk, ka viņš vispār neko nespēja tādā veidā padarot viņu par aklu, invalīdu, kuram vispār nav nekādas kompetences.
Why don't they just come out and say they don't believe in God? That would be better.
Vai tad nebūtu labāk, ja viņi vienkārši iznāktu priekšā un pateikt, ka viņi netic Dievam?
But they are cheaters and rascals. They say, yes, we accept God.
Bet viņi ir krāpnieki, viņi krāpnieki un nejēgas. Viņi saka, jā, mēs pieņemam Dievu.
But he has no name, he has no form, he has no activities.
Bet viņam nav vārdu, viņam nav formas, viņam nekādas darbības nav.
I am he, as you are me, and everything is one. Simply rascal. Mai vadi basho shunile hoi sarva nash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, one who hears this Mayavadi philosophy, his spiritual life is doomed. Do you know how poisonous Mayavadi philosophy is? Prabhupada says, a Mahabhagavat. You know, a Mahabhagavat is the highest level, Uttama Adhikari. If a Mahabhagavat hears Mayavadi philosophy, he can fall down. It is very, very, very dangerous thing, Mayavadi philosophy. So you should understand what is the difference between Vaishnava philosophy and Mayavadi philosophy. And you should be able to soundly defeat this Mayavadi philosophy. There's an interesting pastime in this connection. My godbrother Madhuvisha Prabhu. He was selected by Prabhupada to travel with Srila Prabhupada to, I think it was Nairobi, yes, to Nairobi in Africa. Normally Prabhupada had a servant, he had a secretary, he had so many assistants. But on this one trip, he was just taking one assistant with him. So Madhavisa was all alone on the airplane, just him and Prabhupada sitting side by side. Madhuvisa Prabhu. Madhuvisa.
Madhuvisa Prabhu, viņš jutās tik viens sēžot labs Prabhupādam lidmašīnā.
Can you imagine how fortunate he was?
Vai jūs varat iedomāties, cik viņš bija veiksmīgs?
Just the two of them sitting together many hours flying to Africa from India.
Viņi divi vienā sēdēja un daudz stundas lidoja uz Āfriku.
So Prabhupāda turned to him and said,
Prabhupāda pagriezās pret viņu un teica,
he said, so, are you ready to debate? And he was amazed, but, you know, he didn't know what to think, what Prabhupada was talking about. Prabhupada said, you play the Mayavadi and I will play the Vaishnava. So he gave all the Mayavadi arguments. And Prabhupada completely smashed them. And then Prabhupada said, all right, now I will be the Mayavadi and you be the Vaishnava. Madhavisha was thinking, oh yes, now I have just told all the arguments for defeating Mayavadi philosophy. I can surely defeat the arguments that Prabhupada will give from Mayavadi philosophy. And Prabhupada completely defeated Vaishnava philosophy with Mayavadi. Madhavisha couldn't defeat Prabhupada's Mayavadi arguments. And Prabhupada said, this is how you should be expert in the art of debating. That you can take your opponent's position and defeat your own arguments. Of course, we can understand, then you should be able to turn around and defeat those arguments also.
Bet mums, protams, jāsaprot, tad jums jāspēj būt mainītās domās un satriekt arī tos argumentus.
This is called being expert in the art of debating.
Un tas nozīmē, ka tas ir eksperta mākslas.
Actually, when I was a boy, I had training in this art of debate.
Patiesībā, kad es biju puika, mēs trenējāmies kā debatēt.
When I was in high school, I was on what was called the debate squad.
Un tad, kad es biju vidusskolā, mums bija tāda debašu komanda.
In that year, there was a debate topic. It was, should we stop the spread of nuclear weapons? That was the debate topic.
Un tajā gadā, kad es piedalījos, tur bija tāda tēma, vai mums vajadzētu apstādināt atomieroču izplatību.
So we would study both sides of the argument.
Un mēs studējām abus puses argumentiem.
And then in the debate tournament, we would have two. I had one debate partner. He and I would work as a team against another team of two debaters.
Un mana partneri, mums bija komanda pret diviem citiem komandiem.
We would have two sessions of taking against the spread of nuclear weapons and one taking for the spread of and two sessions for the spread of nuclear weapons.
Mums bija pa diviem raundiem, viens par atomieroču izplatīšanu un tad pret.
And then we would be judged on who gave the most convincing arguments.
Un tad mums vērtēja, kurš deva pārliecinošākos arguments.
In this way, you would have a playoff and finally you get to the top debaters and they would get a big prize.
Un tādā veidā, vienkārši cīnoties uz izslēgšanu, tie, kas zaudēja, tiek izslēgt ārā un tad tā kā sportāja.
So we were trained how to debate on any topic. Doesn't matter which side, either, so you can take either side. The point is to become very expert in the art of debate.
Un tādā veidā mūs apmācīja debatēt, un pilnīgi vienalga, par vai pret, galvenais, ka tu kļūsti par meistaru debatēs.
So Srila Prabhupada wants us in this way to become very, very expert at defeating all these rascal philosophies that are going around nowadays.
Un Srila Prabhupada vēlas, lai mēs būtu ļoti meistarīgi un varētu satriekt visu šīs neiedzīgās filozofijas, kas tiek izplatītas šodien.
You see, they don't take the authority of Scripture. You can't say what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. They won't accept that.
Saprotiet, viņi nepieņem rakstu autoritāti, un jūs viņiem nevarat teikt, ka Krishna saka Bhagavad Gita. Jūs to nepieņem.
You have to prove it on the basis of logic.
Jums ir jāpierāda tas uz loģikas bāzes.
And then once you've established on the basis of logic, then you can say, and it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, and then quote the verse.
Tad, kad jūs loģikas līmenī varat pierādīt savu patiesību, tad jūs varat teikt, un turklāt tas ir pierādīts Bhagavad Gita, un citējiet pantu.
Use the logic to, is like on an arrow, you got the, you know, the head of the arrow and the shaft. The head of the arrow is the logic, and the shaft is the shastra. That way, you know, you...
Izmantojiet, tas ir tā kā ar bultu, ir bultas uzgalis, kas ievarbjās, un tad ir bultas kāds, un tas bultas uzgalis ir šī loģika, un šastars ir tas kāds.
So we should know this philosophy very, very well.
Mums jāzina filozofija, šī ļoti labi.
We should know the shastra.
Mums jāzina šastra.
We should know the logic also.
Mums ir jāzina arī loģika.
And be able to very powerfully establish the Vedic Siddhanta in this planet.
Un jābūt ļoti spējīgiem, pamatīgi nodibināt vēdisko sedantu šīs planētas.
This is the only thing that can solve the problems of the world.
Tāpēc tā ir vienīgā lieta, kas var glābt šīs pasaules problēmas.
This is the only thing that can make us happy as individuals also.
Un tas ir vienīgais, kas var mums padarīt kā individuāli personības arī.
Right now we are absorbed in serving our senses.
Pagaidām mēs esam iegrimuši kalpot savām jutekļiem.
But our senses are not us.
Bet mūsu jūtekļi nesam mēs.
They're just a covering of the self.
Tā ir vienkārši pārklājums patībai.
Therefore, we are not satisfied.
Tāpēc mēs neesam apmierināti.
But if we can serve the actual self,
bet ja mēs patiešajai patībai kalpojam,
the spirit soul,
garīgajai dvēselē,
by engaging it in the service of the Supreme Self, Lord Sri Krishna.
Caur to, ka iesaistam to kalpošanu augstākajai garīgai dvēselē, kungam Krishna.
Then we will become very, very satisfied.
Tad mēs būsim ļoti apmierināti.
So we have to understand that God is a person.
Mums ir jāsaprot, Dievs kā personība.
There is no question of serving if God is impersonal.
Nav jautājums par kalpošanu, ja Dievs ir bezpersonisks.
Would you like to serve something impersonal?
Vai jūs gribētu kalpot kaut kam, kam nav personības?
That wouldn't be very enlivening.
Tas nebūtu iedvesmojoši.
I said, well, we've got a nice wife picked out for you. You get to serve her your whole life.
Mēs teiktu, piemēram, lūk, brīnišķīga sieva ir izvēlēta tavai dzīvei, vai jākalpo visu mūžu.
You say, well, where is she?
Un, labi, kur viņa ir?
Well, she doesn't have a form. She doesn't have a personality. She doesn't have a name.
She doesn't have any activities. She doesn't have any qualities. But we're going to marry you to her. You have to serve her your whole life. How you can have loving reciprocation with something which is impersonal, formless, qualityless, and character and characteristicsless. You can't. You can't enjoy a relationship with something impersonal. When you have a relationship with a person, then you can be happy. You can give your love. You can accept that person's love. So that perfect person that we can give our love to and receive love from without any sort of inebrieties or irregularities, that is Krishna.
Un tā augstākā personība, kas mums spēj dot mīlestību un spēj saņemt mīlestību, vienmēr tā ir, tas ir Krishna.
Therefore, we are stressing on this point Krishna consciousness.
Tāpēc mēs uzsveram šajā brīdī Krishna apziņu.
That is the revolutionary philosophy that Prabhupada is promoting.
Un tā ir revolucionāra filozofija, ko izplatīja Prabhupāda.
So we have some time now for questions.
What is the proper way to pray for other people?
Pray that they can become Krishna conscious. Because that's the only thing that can satisfy them. You simply pray for their material situation. How much benefit is there? The best thing is to pray that they can become delivered from birth and death.
Labākais ir lūgties, lai viņi tiek atbrīvoti no dzimšanas un nāves.
Because that will solve all their problems.
Tāpēc, ka tas atrisinās visas viņu problēmas.
You can give somebody a plate of food and feed them for one day.
Jūs varat iedot kādam cilvēkam šķīva rēdienu un pabarot viņu vienu dienu.
But if you give them some land, some seeds, and teach them how to farm, then you can feed them for their whole life.
Bet, ja jūs viņam iedodat zemi, sēklus, un iemācat, kā apstrādāt tur lapu šo zemi,
so why don't you give somebody permanent belief by praying that they can become Krishna conscious? There's a very nice prayer like that in the Bhagavatam. In the fifth canto. The prayer is that the whole universe can become filled up with Krishna consciousness. So that kind of praying is very good. That may everyone become Krishna conscious. Actually, Prabhupada told us, this prayer we sing, Bahir Nasingo Hridaye Nasingo. This means that may my heart become completely pure, free of all dirt, and then may I be able to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So that prayer, to be able to pray to make others Krishna conscious, that is a very good prayer.
Un šī lūkšana, lai cilvēki nonāk Krishna apziņā, ir ļoti laba. Kad mēs skaitām džapu, tad mēs koncentrējamies uz skaņu. Bet tad, kad mēs lūdzamies par citiem, uz ko tad mums ir jākoncentrējas? During the chanting, we are concentrating on the sound. What should we concentrate on while we are praying for others?
If you think that may these people become blessed by Krishna with Krishna consciousness,
ja jūs domāsiet, lai šie cilvēki tiek svētīti ar Krišnas apziņu,
you sincerely desire and beg Krishna that he kindly deliver these people,
ja jūs patiesi lūksiet Krišnu, lai viņš atbrīvo šos cilvēkus,
then that meditation includes Krishna and it includes those people also.
Tad šī meditācija iekļaus gan Krišnu, gan arī šos cilvēkus.
The pure devotee, when they cry out of compassion, what is their what are they thinking about?
Kad bhakta raud vai sauc līdzjūtības pārpilns, par ko gan viņš domā?
They are seeing the fallen conditioned souls, how much they are suffering in this material existence.
Viņš redz, kā šīs kritušās dvēseles, kā viņas cieš.
And they are calling out, their mind is absorbed in how much they are suffering.
Un prāts ir iegrandējies tajā faktā, cik ļoti viņi cieš.
And feeling great disturbance in their heart to see the suffering in the conditioned souls.
Un sirdī ir jūtams satraukums par to, par šīm ciešanām.
They pray to Krishna, please help these poor people.
Un tad viņš lūdz Krishna, lūdz palīdz šiem nabaga ļaudīm.
So they are meditating on the people, and they're also meditating on Krishna.
Un tādējādi viņš meditē uz cilvēkiem, meditē arī uz Krishna. Does it mean that we can, vai tas nozīmē, ka mēs varam atkārtot Hare Krishna mantra un domāt par to? Does it mean that we can chant Maha Mantra and think about this?
No, that's not during your japa.
Nē, tas nav japas laikā.
During japa, you should focus on the sound vibration.
Japas laikā ir jāfokusējās uz skaņas vibrācijām.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. And chant it in the mood of a child crying out for the mother.
Un jāskandē ir tādā noskaņā, kā bērns, kurš raud pēc mātes.
Physician, heal thyself.
Ārstē pats.
First, you save yourself.
Pirmkārt, glābies sevi.
Then you'll be empowered to save others.
Tad jums būs spēks klāt citus.
If you think of saving others without saving yourself,
jūs domājat par citu glābšanu, neglābjot sevi,
you won't be successful.
Jūs nebūsiet sekmīgs.
You become proud.
Jūs kļūsiet lepns.
Thinking I am the best friend of everyone.
Jūs domāsiet, ka es esmu visu.
You forget that actually Krishna is the one who is the best friend, not you.
Bet patiesībā Krishna ir visu labākais, visu dzīvo būt labākais draugs.
But if you fully surrender to Krishna,
jūs pilnībā atdodaties, nododaties
Krishna, become completely his instrument,
un pilnībā kļūstat par viņa instrumentu,
then you are also the best friend.
Tad jūs arī esat labākais draugs.
But you have to be completely sold out to Krishna.
Bet jums ir pilnībā jāzina no sevi Krishna.
You can't have any desires or sense gratification.
Jums nav nekādu vēlu, ka apmierināt savus jūtējus.
Any other question? Yeah.
Kā pārvarēt lepnību un kā kļūt pazemīgam? How to overcome pride and how to conquer pride?
Yeah.
And how to become humble?
Yeah. This is a very important question. How to overcome pride and become humble?
Tas ir ļoti svarīgs jautājums. Kā uzvarēt lepnību un kļūt pazemīgam?
The best way is through service.
Labākais ceļš ir caur kalpošanu.
Serve the Vaishnavas.
Kalpojiet Vaishnavam.
Without any desire for recognition.
Bez jebkādas vēlmes tapt atzītam.
Just want to please the devotees.
Vienkārši vēlēties iepriecināt bhaktas.
That is the best way to overcome pride.
Tas ir labākais veids, kā uzvarēt lepnību.
Lord Chaitanya has advised
Kungs Chaitanya deva padomu
to
Trinadapi sunichena tararapi sahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahadi. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind. Thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. Being more tolerant than a tree. Ready to offer all respect to others without expecting any respect for yourself. That's the best point right there. Always offer respect to everyone. Even to the non-devotees, we respect. Prabhupada is very respectful to everyone. Be respectful to everyone. And if someone is disrespectful to you, do not become angry. In return for their disrespect, you give them respect. That will make you humble. Don't advertise yourself, I am humble. One devotee, he wrote Prabhupada, he said, Srila Prabhupada, I am the most fallen. Prabhupada said, you're not the most anything. You're simply insignificant. So don't advertise it. I want to show everyone how humble you are. That's another trap. I want everybody to know how humble I am. It's just another form of false pride. The key is be always respect everyone and don't expect any respect for yourself. But you know something? Such a person becomes the most respected person. Because he doesn't demand respect. By his humility, he commands respect.
Commands respect means
attracts it. Any other question?
Vai mums pašiem vajadzētu izdomāt lūkšanas, vai mums vajadzētu lietot tās, ko jau ir devuši garīgie skolotāji. Should we create our own prayers, or it is better to use prayers given by previous acharyas?
Mm. Prabhupada said both things.
Prabhupada teica abas.
For a neophyte, Prabhupada sometimes said, don't make your own prayers, just repeat the prayers of the acharya. Sometimes he said them.
For neophyte.
Huh?
For neophyte. Yeah.
Yeah, the point is, for neophytes, they should simply repeat the prayers of the previous acharyas. Because they don't know how to pray. They'll pray for material things. But one who has actually studied the prayers of the great acharyas, he understands the mood of the great acharyas.
Bet tas, kurš ir studējis iepriekšējā acharya lūkšanas, tas saprot viņu noskaņojumu.
He can make his own prayers.
Tās cilvēks var veidot, radīt savas lūkšanas.
Because he knows how to pray in the mood of pure bhakti.
Tāpēc, ka viņš zina, kā lūkties tīra bhakti noskaņojumā.
If your prayers are tinged with material desire,
ja jūsu lūkšanām ir kāda pieskaņa materiāla, no materiāliem vēlmēm,
and Krishna does not answer them,
un Krishna tās tām neatbild,
then you may give up Krishna consciousness.
Tad jūs var pamest Krishna apziņu.
That's why it's dangerous for a neophyte to make up his own prayers. Therefore, we should study. There's so many prayers. Shikshastakam. So many nice prayers. The nectar of devotion is loaded with beautiful prayers by great acharyas.
Asking what is proper translation for nectar.
Bhakti nectar.
Yeah, from last night, that book I gave you.
Bhakti nectar, sapilns are lukshanam, brinjjivyam.
Yeah, so the answer is depends on how your level of advancement. If you've actually understood properly the mood of the great acharyas, then you can. You can pray unlimitedly your own prayers.
Ja jūs pareizi esat sapratuši iepriekšējā dižņu ačāri noskaņojumu, tad jūs varat bezgalīgi radīt savus lūkšanas.
Because by the advanced devotee, by his praying, he is refining his own consciousness also.
Tāpēc, ka šāds bhakti, kas jau ir attīstījies ar savām lūkšanām, viņš slīpē savu apziņu.
Every time he makes a prayer, he's purifying his own consciousness.
Jo katru reizi, kad viņš rada lūkšanu, viņš attier savu apziņu.
But a neophyte, he can pollute his consciousness by praying in a material way.
Neophytes piesārņo savu apziņu, lūkdamies pēc materiālām lietām.
Just like Prabhupada gave us an example in Atlanta.
Prabhupada mums deva piemēru Atlantā.
The thief is praying, dear God, please bless me that I can successfully rob this house. And the house owner is praying, dear God, please protect my house from thieves. So Prabhupada joked, he said, God is perplexed. See, they're giving trouble to God. They're asking contradictory prayers. So don't be like that, one of those prayers. Actually, I knew when there was one thief. He was robbing the house. He had come in through the window, he was going around in the dark trying to find something valuable to steal. But then the owners, they pulled up in their car in the driveway. So our thief, he was a very cool-headed thief. He was thinking, well, I think I should leave now. But first let me find something to steal. So my breaking into this house is not completely fruitless. He just reached out in the dark and he grabbed something. It was Bhagavad Gita. So he stole the Bhagavad Gita and he went home and he read it and he became a devotee and became a disciple of Prabhupada. Very nice. I know him, he's my personal friend, Datta Prabhu. In the USA. Yeah, very nice devotee. Very intelligent, nice devotee. Saintly man, he became greatly, very saintly man. So, if you want to steal Bhagavad Gita. Then your thieving will become perfect. I'm not telling you to go rob the store now, don't so, any other questions? Everybody's happy now. Yeah.
vispirms jāglāb sevi, tikai tāds citus, bet kā tad saprast, pagaidām mēs vēl neesam glābs, mēs vēl neesam glābi, bet vienalga mēs izpildām Krišnas apziņas, ejams, un kirtam, tātad tā. You just said that first save yourself and then others, but we are not saved yet, but at the same time we are spreading Krishna consciousness and how to understand it properly.
Those persons who have fully dedicated themselves for spreading Krishna consciousness, they are already saved.
Tie cilvēki, kas sevi pilnībā ir veltījuši, lai izplatītu Krišnas apziņu, viņi jau ir glābi.
They are not within the material nature.
Viņi nav materiālās tāvas ietekmē.
Do you know that verse?
Vai jūs zinat šo pantu?
Mahatmanas tumam paratā davim prakritam ashratahā bhajanyananya manasau katabhutādam avyayam. Prabhupada used that verse to describe his disciples who had fully absorbed themselves in pushing forward this movement.
Prabhupada izmantoja šo pantu, lai aprakstītu savus mācekļus, kas ir pilnībā iegrimuši, lai šo kustību virzītu.
He described them as mahatmas.
Viņš aprakstīja viņus kā mahatmas.
Who are under the protection of the divine nature.
Kas ir pilnībā dievišķās dabas aizsardzībā.
So, if one becomes fully absorbed in pushing forward this Krishna consciousness movement,
ja kāds ir pilnībā grendējies šajā kustībā un pirsta to,
they are no longer living in this material world.
Viņi vairs nedzīvo šajā materiālajā pasaulē.
Even though they may appear to be walking on the Riga street,
lai gan varētu izskatīties, ka viņi iet šeit par Rīgas ielām,
they are not in Riga.
Viņi nav Rīgā.
They are living in Vaikuntha.
Viņi dzīvo Vaikuntha. Uz Vaikuntas.
Any other question?
Time.
Everyone satisfied now? All questions have been answered.
Vai visi ir apmierināti, vai visi jautājumi ir atbildēti?
Only the men are asking questions.
Tikai vīrieši uzdod jautājumus.
Ladies don't have questions.
Dāmām nav jautājumi.
Looks like they don't.
Izskatās, ka viņam nav.
Why is that?
Kāpēc tā?
They already know everything.
Viņas jau visu zina.
Is that what it is? They're more advanced.
Viņas ir vairāk priekšā.
Here's a question.
Lūk, jautājums. Kāpēc ir tādi cilvēki, kas praktizē? Ir tādi cilvēki, kas praktizē un pēc tam aiziet. Why is it so that there are people who practice Krishna consciousness, but then chant 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, but then they leave this movement? Why is it so?
Nam aparad. And Vaishnava aparad.
Nam aparad and Vaishnava aparad.
The first nama aparad is Vaishnava aparad. Generally, that's why people leave. They commit the first nama aparad, Vaishnava aparad. Instead of respecting Vaishnavas, they find fault with the Vaishnavas.
Viņi atrod trūkums Vaishnavas.
They develop negative feelings toward the Vaishnavas.
Viņi attīsta negatīvas emocijas.
Instead of loving the Vaishnavas, they hate the Vaishnavas.
Tā vietā, lai mīlētu Vaishnavas.
That's why they leave.
Tāpēc viņi pamet.
So one has to learn how to love the Vaishnavas.
Cilvēkam ir jāmācās, kā mīlēt Vaishnavas.
Then one will never leave Krishna consciousness.
Tad cilvēks nekad neatstās Krishna apziņu.
So we have to tolerate each other.
Mums ir jābūt iecietīgam vienam pret otru.
I have my faults, you have your faults.
Man ir mani trūkumi, jums ir jūsu trūkumi.
We have to learn to love each other in spite of our faults.
Mums ir jāmācās mīlēt vienam otru, neraugoties uz mūsu trūkumiem.
If we let our faults get in the way of our loving each other,
ja mēs ļaujam, ka mūsu trūkumi nostājas mūsu mīlestības ceļā,
it's just a matter of time before we will leave this movement.
Tas ir tikai laika jautājums, līdz mēs atstāsim šo kustību.
But if we learn how to love each other in spite of our faults, then we will never leave.
Bet ja mēs iemācīsimies, kā mīlēt vienam otru, neraugoties uz mūsu trūkumiem, mēs nekad nepametīsim.
Therefore, there is nothing more important than learning how to love the Vaishnavas.
Tāpēc nav nekas svarīgāks par to, kā iemācīties, kā mīlēt Vaishnavas.
In fact, it is so important. Rupa Goswami has given a verse simply about loving the Vaishnavas.
Tas ir tik svarīgi, ka Rupa Goswami ir devis pantu.
There are six ways to engage in loving exchange with the Vaishnavas. You give a gift to the Vaishnava. You accept a gift from the Vaishnava. You give prasadam to the Vaishnava. You accept prasadam from the hand of the Vaishnava. You reveal your heart to the Vaishnava. And you open your heart up when he reveals his heart to you. These are the six loving exchanges. Given by Rupa Goswami. So one should learn how to have these reciprocations with all Vaishnavas.
Un tad cilvēkam ir jāmācās, kā viņam šajos
in spite of their faults
miedarboties ar visiem vaišnaviem, neatkarīgi no viņa trūkumiem.
If I think, well, this vaishnav has this fault, so I don't want to reciprocate with him.
Un ja es domāšu, lūk, šim vaišnam ir tā trūkuma, tāpēc es negribu ar viņu apmainīties attiecībām.
That means I am proud.
Tas nozīmē, ka es esmu lepns.
I am thinking that I am faultless.
Tas nozīmē, ka es domāju, ka man nav trūkumu.
But I am not faultless, I am full of faults.
Bet tas tā nav, man ir es esmu pilns ar trūkumiem.
Actually, the more the devotee becomes aware of his faults, he's becoming more and more faultless.
Un patiesībā, jo vairāk bhakta zin par saviem trūkumiem, jo viņš kļūst par tādu, kuram nav trūkumu.
A devotee who thinks, I am faultless, he is full of faults.
Un bhakta, kas domā, ka man nav trūkumu, viņš ir pilns ar trūkumiem.
When he starts to realize his faults, then he is making actual advancement.
Un tad, kad viņš sāk apzināties savu trūkumus, tad tikai tad viņš sāk virzīties uz priekšu.
So, I should recognize that I am full of fault.
Tad man ir jāatzīst, ka es esmu pilns ar trūkumiem.
And I should agree to love the Vaishnava.
Un man ir jāpiekrīt mīlēt Vaishnava.
In spite of whatever faults he or she may have.
Neraugoties, lai kādi arī viņi nebūtu trūkumi, vai viņai.
If we learn in this way how to love the Vaishnavas,
un, ja mēs tādā veidā iemācāmies, kā mīlēt Vaishnavas,
we will always be in Vaikuntha.
Mēs vienmēr būsim uz Vaikunthas.
In their association.
Un biedrosimies tur.
I'm not saying we should say that everything that everybody is doing is correct.
Es nesaku, ka mums ir jāsaka, ka visi visu dara pareizi.
We also have to distinguish between what is right and what is wrong.
Mums ir jāredz arī atšķirība, kas ir labi un kas nav pareizi.
So that we can mold our character properly.
Lai mēs varētu veidot savu raksturu pareizi.
But that does not mean that we should refuse to reciprocate with devotees who have faults.
Bet tas nenozīmē, ka mums ir jāatsakās apmainīties ar attiecībām ar baktām, kam ir trūkumi.
Prabhupāda has summarized it very nicely.
Un Prabhupāda to ir apkopojis.
He says, be strict with yourself and lenient with others.
Viņš ir teicis, esiet strikts attiecībā uz sevi un pielaidīgs attiecībā uz citiem.
So we should always be willing to forgive the offenses of the other devotees.
Tātad mums ir vienmēr jāvēlās piedot citu baktu trūkumi.
And always begging forgiveness for our offenses.
Vai citu apvainojumu, un vienmēr jālūdzas piedošanu par saviem apvainojumiem.
Is there any of us here in this room that are free of offenses?
Vai kāds, kas ir no šajā telpā, kas domā, ka viņš ir brīvs no apvainojumiem?
We are all apparatis here.
Except
for Prabhupada. So we have to always forgive the offenses of others and beg forgiveness for our offenses. And this way we will be humble. And we will never leave the association of devotees. And we will go back to Godhead. And live happily ever after in Krishna's pastimes. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. Gulab jamuns, sweet rice,
halava, pakoras, forever.
Mūži, to visu valdi.
Any other questions? Yeah. All right. Well.
How to divide the love between the spiritual master and beloved husband?
What is it?
How to divide the love?
Divide?
Divide. Separate. There is a love against the love for spiritual master, and then there is a love for my husband.
No, no. When the point is, you give your love to Krishna. And when you give your love to Krishna, then your love perfectly goes to everyone. You're saying, well, how much water should I give to this leaf and how much water should I give to that leaf? You've got the wrong idea, Mataji. You're supposed to water the root. Then automatically you give perfect love to your guru and perfect love to your husband. Question more? Yeah.
Ko darīt situācijā, ja sieva ir gatava pieņemt garīgo skolotāju, bet vīrs nē, un vai ir atļaus, ka sieva pieņem garīgo skolotāju ātrāk? What to do in a case when the wife is ready to accept a spiritual master, but the husband is not? Is it proper if the wife accepts her spiritual master before her husband
yes?
does?
Why not?
Yeah.
So you, if you become the leading devotee in the family, there's no harm. The husband can follow you then. You become more Krishna conscious, then he will benefit by your association.
Un jo, ja jūs kļūstat, jums ir jūsas Krišņas apziņā, tad viņš iegūs piedroties ar jums.
You should never let any material thing hinder your going back to home, back to God, even your husband.
Jūs nekad nedrīkstat pieļaut, ka jau kāda materiāla lieta, pat jūsu vīrs, kavē jūs atgriešanos atpakaļ pie Dieva.
You shouldn't reject him, but you should bring him with you.
Jums nav viņš jānorāja, bet jums ir viņš jāpaņem līdz.
Questions, Mara? Yeah.
Что ты идти против своих моральных принципов или принципов сознания Кришны, чтобы послужить своим родственникам, если они или родителям, если они тебя об этом просят, и если нет, то как им правильно эту позицию объяснить, если они далеки от сознания Кришны?
Ja cilvēki radinieki ir tālu no Krišņas apziņas, bet lūdz izdarīt kaut ko tādu, kas ir pret Krišņas apziņas principiem, kā vajadzētu rīkoties? Pareizi. If one's family is far away from the Krishna consciousness and asks one to do something that is against the principles of Krishna consciousness, should one fulfill their desires to please them? And if not, what is the proper way how to deal with this situation?
Hmm. Well, if they're inviting you for a... I know one time we... When my family, my material family, they would every year at Christmas time, they would have turkey dinner.
Is it? Mana materiālajā ģimene vienmēr at Christmas time means...
Christmas time.
Vienmēr Ziemassvētku laikā viņiem bija tītar tātad vakariņas.
So I said, well, this year Vishnu Priya Mataji and I, we will cook the dinner.
Un es nolēmu, ka šajā gadā Vishnu Priya Mataji un es, mēs gatavosim šīs vakariņas.
So we have made a very nice vegetarian meal.
Un mēs pagatavojām ļoti brīnišķīgas vegetāriskās vakariņas.
Offered it to Krishna.
Piedāvājām Krishna.
And this way the family tradition of a Christmas get-together dinner was maintained, but it was Krishna Prasadam.
Un tādā veidā ģimenes tradīcija, ka mums ir Ziemassvētku vakariņas tika uzturēta, bet mums bija Krishna Prasadam.
So try to use your intelligence. Think how to take the leading role in the family.
Lietojiet savu saprātu un pamēģiniet izdomāt, kādā veidā pārņemt vadošo lomu savā ģimenē.
Devotee is meant to be the leader.
Bhaktam ir jābūt līderim.
Isn't that what Krishna says in the Gita?
Zināt, ko Krishna saka Gita?
Chapter 3, text 21, isn't it?
Trešās notekas, 21. pāns.
Yad yadā charati shrestas tattare vetrado jana sayat pramānam kurute lokastadanvartate. Whatever a great man does, the common people follow in his footsteps. Whatever standard he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
Lai arī godīšanas cilvēks darītu, parasti cilvēki viņam seko, un lai kādu paraugu viņš rādītu, visa pasaule dar tāpat.
So, any other questions?
Yeah. Huh?
Okay, we got about 20 seconds left. That's about it. Okay, we'll stop here. We thank you very much. Raja Vidra, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Tikari ki
jai.